Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
If you just joined us, you've missed some incredible radio. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning. We've got Rick Farrell, who is going to be joining us, Richland Township trustee. Big controversy going on about this million-dollar building. And was that the highest and best use of the money for the people of Richland Township? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. We'll be talking with him about that. He's got a guy running against him, and Jim DeNoble, who's also going to be joining us, by the way, tomorrow. Jay Stevens. It's really heating up there, Richland Township. And who would have thought? Richland Township trustee election, and we've got it all covered right here. We already had Jay Stevens we had an exclusive interview with him, which we aired. We're going to have Rick Farrell in here today after Mr. Big Willie himself, and Mr. Big Willie has some thoughts also about the whole situation in Richland Township. We've got Dimitri Graffiti later on today. Anybody can call in, say or do whatever they want to say or do as long as they adhere to the rules of engagement. So much stuff, but right now, talking with Nick Ferrelli. He is a former Shadyside councilman. He is running for mayor. Lots and lots of really juicy rumors, I got to tell you, regarding Nick Ferrelli and that hot blonde who is, I guess, is she still the administrator for Shadyside?
As far as I know, she is.
My God.
She's tendered her resignation, but it is not effective yet.
When is it going to be effective? When are you going to get rid of her?
Well, I mean, do you want me to answer that now? Because that kind of leads down a
Erica Tambourine, I call, you know, a hot blonde, because she is, that is a compliment. She is beautiful, sexy beyond belief. I mean, every picture I've ever seen of her, seriously, I'm not joking. That's a compliment. But you're telling me you two never dated.
No.
Everybody thinks doing everything. So, but you never did.
No. It never rose to a level beyond a friendship. No.
You never went out for dinner, lunch, drinks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were, you know,
socializing.
Yeah, but never in a romantic sense. No.
Really?
Honest to God, Dimitri.
Okay, all right. So how on earth did she end up as an administrator? Because all we know for sure, but from what you're telling me, is that she wrote at least one grant that you know of to get money for fruits and vegetables, and yet she ends up being the administrator of Shadyside. When I read that story, I thought, she had to have some sort of an in, that you were boyfriend, girlfriend, and you got her the gig. And I mean, that was absolutely what I concluded. And it's understandable why somebody might think right?
I can see that. And I guess to a certain extent, you could say I got her the gig, to use your term.
Yeah.
But it wasn't done as haphazardly as I think you think it was. It all came from months of conversations at the village about our needs, and then in that same time period, you know, talking to her and just kind of talking as I was working on that house about what was going on down there, and back and forth, bouncing ideas off one another and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, well, if you're looking for a new job anyway, and it's like, well, you know, we pretty much got this figured out, you know, just through these conversations.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seemed like, you know, she knows exactly what we need at this point. And, you know,
do you have any experience, though, running any sort of municipality or any type of government agency at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Isn't that a red flag?
Well, to me, at the time, it was more organization, leadership kind of thing. The fact that it was a government job, and you know, she wasn't used to working in that kind of environment. To me, it was less relevant. Now maybe that wasn't the best
A lot of regrets decision. Now about Erica
right,
Tambourine.
Right.
Oh, but, a lot of regrets.
Okay. Yeah. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
But so she came and
when did you hire her? What year? When did you hire her? What year was that?
We hired her in January of 2023.
And how much money?
In February.
How much money?
When she started, I think it was $35,000.
Okay, and now it's what, the 40, 45?
Oh, it's slightly over 60.
Since 2023?
So when we first hired her, there was supposed to be a 6-month probationary period, and then we were going to see how things were going, and it was kind of known that she was would get a pay increase to somewhere up around 50, but that was. You know, once we saw how things were going and, you know, what the job, because the job was kind of, you know, what the job was actually going to be was still kind of evolving. Okay. So 6 months in, and I was careful to not have anything to do with when she got that pay increase.
You did not vote on it.
I voted for it, but I wasn't involved in the discussions.
Did they know your personal, not intimate, but your personal relationship with her, that she was, you worked on her house?
Oh, yeah.
They knew all of that stuff.
They knew that.
And you socialized, but not, you didn't get all the way with her.
Right.
They all knew that stuff.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh. Did you tell them this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, they knew.
They all knew that how I met her was through working on that house.
Right.
Now, as you know, as time went on, and you know, I mean, the extent of our friendship or whatever, you know, as that evolved or whatever, I don't know who knew what. Now, I think there's probably some people that think we're practically engaged.
Oh well, but, yeah, sure, no question about that. So I got to ask you this. She hires this Cassidy Law Firm, which came after me. I think you saw the letter I posted on Big Willie 105.5 and then posted my response to them because they're trying to shut me up. The way that I read that is, here's Lawfare. They're going to be coming after me. They want me to spend thousands of dollars to do transcripts for them that they can use against me and defamation, right. This, that, and the other. It really pissed me off, I got to tell you. But it's just me against this big law firm, Cassidy Law Firm.
Of course, you have no obligation to do that.
Well, I, you know, are you giving me legal advice? The answer is no, Nick. Say no. No, I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm trying to help you with that.
You don't want me for your attorney.
Yeah. I think we can agree. I think we can agree on that. So let's get to the juicy part here. You never were intimate with her. Okay, fine. Where did the stalking thing come up then?
Well,
she's claiming that you're now stalking her.
Okay. So after I resigned, and so at that point, things weren't going well. I knew things weren't going well.
What do you mean things weren't going well?
Well, she... The way that she was handling the job was not the way that it should have been done. There was major problems with communication, with things that she was doing and kind of like not running by anybody, you know, not running stuff by council.
Was she socializing with anyone, any other guy on city council or on village council?
I have no reason to believe that.
Okay.
I have no reason to believe that whatsoever. Now,
okay.
All right. What I don't know, I don't know.
Sure. So, did she ever fill out a time card? Because Newhart, in some of the news stories, he was saying, oh, yeah, she fills out time cards. I've never seen a time card for Erica Tambourine.
Now we're getting into stuff that's happened since I've left.
Yes.
And honestly, I might know more about what's gone on since I left council than when I was there.
Did she ever fill out a time card?
When I was there, she did not.
How do you know what she's doing?
Okay.
How does anybody know what this woman was doing if she wasn't even filling out a time card? Because
I see
business going on all the time.
I couldn't tell you exactly how many hours she was working. But when I was there, at least up until the end, she was working. Okay, it was, you know.
She was there in the village of Shadyside. She had a desk. She had an office.
Right.
You saw her there 8 to 5.
Well, no, I'm not going to say 8 to 5. She was never supposed to be a 40-hour employee. She was supposed to work 25 to 30 hours a week.
For $60,000?
Okay. Well, like I say, it wasn't 60. It wasn't 60 in the beginning.
Tell you what. When you get rid of her, can I apply? I could run the village of Shadyside and still do my talk show. He thinks I'm kidding.
I believe
what
you.
That would be holy.
I believe you.
Cow. I do a great job. I love the Loop, by the way. I think it's great.
The
Christmas
loop turned out great.
The Christmas parade around the Loop is just the best. It is the best. Anyway, so she was there for the 25 hours a week. But why did Newhart say she filled out time cards?
See, I don't know. Because
you saw the same story.
That was about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were people that were questioning, you know, what was going on down there. And, I mean, I records requested time cards and all kind of stuff. They don't exist. Okay.
Wait a minute. You did essentially a FOIA request.
Well, in Ohio, it's not called FOIA. It's
right.
called public records. But yeah.
Okay. But you actually did a formal legal request.
I've done.
And they don't exist.
I've done so many records requests and they.
Like what?
Oh, documents on anything and everything
regarding Erica Tamborin.
Oh, regarding pretty much everything that's gone on at the village.
And there are no records of any of this?
There are no time cards.
And you got the letter from the lawyer, I guess, representing the village of Shadyside.
The solicitor, Kelly Kotor, is the one. I guess she's been put in charge of dealing with me, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
no time card. Why would Newhart tell the public that there were time cards?
I don't know why he did that.
Jesus.
I mean,
people of the village of Shadyside, they deserve.
Well, he said in the one article, if I remember correctly, he said. And this was maybe 8 or 10 months after I had left.
Yeah.
And somebody questioned how much she was working. And I think his exact words were, if somebody wants to know how much she's working, all they have to do is ask.
Right.
Well, I asked.
Sure.
And
the person there at the meeting was asking also, citizen.
Right.
And Newhart blowing him off, saying,
he never got an answer, right?
Well, he got an answer that, look at the time cards. I read the story.
Yeah, I mean, this is unbelievable. That's been a while ago. I don't remember.
This is absolutely unbelievable. So why is she still the administrator after all of this? She even resigned, supposedly. Well, why haven't you just...
Why didn't they just fire her?
I've
suggested all of this stuff. Okay,
what do they see in her then? What the hell do these people see in her?
What I gather is that they have been afraid that if they made her do anything, that she was going to sue the village
for what? Doing her job? Oh, they made me work. I mean, what?
Because apparently she has this. You know, grievances against me that you know, she thinks I treated her bad down there and that I micromanaged her and you know all this. Yeah, I don't really know what she told them.
But apparently they
think that between how I supposedly treated her and the way that it was handled, that they're you know afraid of getting sued.
That's pathetic.
Well, that is
pathetic. I thought the village of Shadyside council people were pathetic. I thought they were pathetic. Now I know they're pathetic. Oh, we're afraid she might
sue. She's your administrator.
She's making $60,000 a year. Make her work.
Well, and, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you just look at the job description and, you know, work directives and stuff. And I did a... I spoke before council at the last meeting.
Yeah.
And I had the job description and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what is getting done here?
Exactly.
And what's not? And there's
no record of anything.
Pretty much. It appears to me. So, you know, you started to get into the stalking thing.
Yeah. Well, we've got a short break coming up here. I want to talk with you at length about that because she accused you. You were arrested.
I was never arrested. No, I was charged, and I got a summons to appear. They never put out a warrant.
I was going to say, but all right. And ultimately, you pleaded guilty to a lesser charge.
Right.
Now, there's got to be a big story there. We got a short break here, and then I want you to give us your side of this stalking thing. And it's now even more crazy than even before, because you're telling us you did not have an intimate relationship with her. You had a private one, socializing and all that, and I'm sure she's charming as can be. I don't doubt that for a second. But then stalking. I mean, geez Louise. So we've got all that. Look, if you want to know what's really going on, keep it right here. It's Dimitri live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You can also see this incredible interview right now, Facebook Live stream on my profile page.